Gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rhubarb.
Mumbo jumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the Mystico program starring Dan Grohl. Friends, how are your particles? If they're anything like mine, they're too often intact and moving too slowly. That's why I got a Hastico Particle Accelerator. Only Hastico Particle Accelerators are lovingly handcrafted by Professor Leopold M. Hasty himself. Accelerate your particles to recreate the conditions shortly after the Big Bang. Learn about dark matter, or just make smaller particles for the kids. Whatever your reason, trust your particles to Hastico. And now, tonight's episode, Wilt Aurman, World's Tallest Man.
Yes, that's me, Wilt Aurman, World's Tallest Man. I was, stupid chandelier. I was at home, picking the bird's nest from behind my ears when someone slid a record under my door. It's got a note. Play track 6.
Come in! Ah, Mr. Aurman, so good of you to come by. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
Do watch out for my manservant, Porcino. He hasn't had all his shots. Now, Mr. Aurman, I expect you're wondering why I've called upon a man of your stature.
Your ball is stuck on the roof?
Ha! You're pretty clever for an imbecile. Tell me, what do you know of the Buncombe people?
The name starts with B, and I believe they're people.
Well done. Give him a treat, Porcino.
Very good.
Porcino, lights!
The people lived in the Amazon rainforest about 1,000 years ago. They believe their harvest god, Baja Food, would grant fuel wishes to whomever took his golden idol from the lost temple.
Astonishing! So if I get the idol, I get 2 wishes?
Well, not so fast. You're forgetting the fees that go to your agent, your manager, lawyer, your life coach.
Who are they?
Us! Me! Him!
How much are these fees?
A paltry sum of 50%. To put it simply, if I get you to the idol and you bring it back, we each get a wish. Any questions?
Just one. Is our identity something concrete, hard-coded into our brains? Or is it simply a narrative through line that we've constructed based on our accumulated experiences?
I meant about the idol.
Yes. Why do you need me, the world's tallest man, to get it?
Because everyone looks up to you. But seriously, we need someone of your enormity because this idol is in a labyrinth and guarded by a huge monster that's part man, part beast.
Like a minotaur?
It's like a minotaur, yes. It's the giraffe-headed Bacomda god. I come see my house from here. We need someone of equal height just in case the stories are true. But that's ridiculous, right?
Right.
Though everyone before you has been mysteriously killed. Any more questions?
Isn't it strange that an Amazon tribe would worship a giraffe god despite having no knowledge of them?
Uninventive people, weren't they? Anyway, there's a guide at the temple. I'm sure he'd love to tell you about it if you asked him.
Oh, okay. Right, when do I leave?
Right now. Here's a map, and the plane sound effect is on the other side of the record, track 9. Oh, Mr. Owlman, before you go, there seems to be something hanging out of your pocket.
Hmm? Oh, darn those mountaineers, they've set up base camp again. Get out of there! Right, give me that record. I'm off to the Lost Temple of the Buncumda. We're almost over the drop zone. Better check my parachute. Oh, time to jump. Geronimo!
Yes, White Devil?
It was nice meeting you. I'm gonna jump out of the plane now.
Okay, good riddance, filthy white swine.
Whoa!
Okay, time to pull the cord. I'll try the emergency backup. Better call customer service.
Thank you for calling the Chutes on the Other Foot Parachute Company. If you know your party's extension, press 1. For the main menu, press 2. For hours of operations, press 1. For our updated catalog, press 2. For complaints, press 3. For complaints about an employee, press 1. For complaints about a product, press 2. Please briefly state your complaint about the product.
I'm falling through the air and the chute isn't opening and I'm gonna die!
I heard you say...
I'm falling through the air and the chute opening and I'm gonna die!
Is that right?
Sure!
Please hold.
Thank you for holding. My name is Kyle. To whom am I speaking?
Wild Owlman, and my chute won't open and I'm falling and dying!
Did you try the emergency cord?
Yes!
Did you say the secret word?
What?
First time. Alright, you gotta say the secret word for it to open.
Please! Huh. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Would you like to take a brief survey?
Gotta go. You know, it's kinda nice drifting down like this. Very scenic. Wow, look at that river. It's so shimmery and beautiful. And hey, what are those? Toucans? Wow. And ooh, look at that cave. I've never seen anything like it. It's so big. I wonder what sort of things live in there. Huh. Gets dark fast in the jungle. And dank. With the aid of Sham Fraud Ruse's map, I made my way through the jungle and found myself in front of an ancient, crumbling ruin. He spoke.
Hello, and welcome to the Lost Temple of Bunch of Food. Boy, you're a big one, aren't you? Oh, look out!
Why don't you watch where you're going, stupid plane? Now, who are you?
I'm your guide. Ernesto Petticash. Oh, would you like to visit the gift shop?
No, thank you. I'm just here to get the idol.
Are you sure? We've got the official Vundara God of Death sacrificial helmet. It holds 2 cans of blood.
No, thanks.
How about the Vundara dolly? Read it from the bottle and it wets itself.
No, thank you.
How about this pen? It's got Mantogo, the river goddess. Flip it over and watch her flood the basin.
I really just want the idol.
Astronaut ice cream? We've got banana flavor and piranha.
No, I'm just here for the idol. Can you take me to it?
Yes, yes, fine. I can lead you there for a small fee of 90,000 plaintos.
How much is that in dollars?
2.
Oh, here you go.
Yes, money, 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 sovereignty, assets, plentitude.
Okay. Which way to the temple?
Right over here.
What happened?
Someone hung a hammock from my knees again. As I entered the temple, I looked down to see I was stepping on the bones of previous explorers. I began to hear strange sounds in the distance. I turned the corner and stopped, petrified, as I heard a roar. A roar?
Hang on. That frost-root idiot got my records out of order. Just keep going with that award-winning narrating-type dialogue.
The roars grew louder as the beast approached. I continued onward, my fear making each step harder and harder. Suddenly, it leapt in front of me, a towering beast with the body of a man, the head of a giraffe, and the top hat of someone wanting to appear 8 inches taller. Fortunately, my cowardly but loyal Great Dane had previously set up a trap so the monster would get a pie in the face and fall backward into a net. But wait, what's this? This isn't a Akansi My House from here, the giraffe-headed monster. It's Old Man Murphy!
And I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you, everyman protagonist.
And so the day was wait a minute. What's this? This isn't Old Man Murphy. It's Akansi My House from here, the giraffe-headed monster. A former All-State Cowardice champion, I ran away from the beast for weeks. Eventually, I came to the chamber that held the idol of Buncha Food. It was magnificent. A balding, buck-toothed, banana-headed god with webbed feet carved out of pure gold. I snatched it from the pedestal, which sank into the floor. I turned to leave the chamber, but my foot caught a tripwire and I fell on my face. I pulled myself up using a lever that stuck out of the wall, and got my balance by leaning on a large stone button with a skull carved into it. I casually dusted myself off and strolled towards the temple exit. As I approached the door, my guide was there to greet me.
Mr. Arman, you made it!
Yes, and here's the idol to prove it.
Oh, my stars and underpants. But how did you survive?
Just lucky, I guess. Knock on wood. Do you have any wood handy?
No.
Ah, well, it's just a silly expression. Better hand me back that idol, and we can... An enormous boulder broke through the temple wall. I ran away and it followed me down the mountain. Luckily, the difference in barometric pressure between my head and feet caused a violent wind, and I took off into the air. I landed near a local village, hitched a ride to the airport, and caught the first flight back here so I could give you this.
The idol! You got it! Wonderful! Let me see it! Let's wish! A wishy 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 wish 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 wish!
Here it is! Ta-da!
Wilt?
Yeah?
Why did you bring me a World's Okayest Boss trophy?
But the idol! I had it! What? How? Petty cash. He must have switched them!
Meanwhile...
It's mine! Mine! Now for my wish! I want to be the center of the world's biggest economic boom!
The Hasty Code Program, starring Dan. Remember to accelerate all of your particles with Hasty Code, the trusted source for particle accelerators. And run to your dealer to try the sporty new Hasty Code Neutrina model with all leather interior and heated seats. Turn all your tachyons to stylishons with Hasticoes!